Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Thank you again for your presence and for being here with us in this beautiful space and sacred space, and helping us and allowing us to co-create these experiences with you guys. So thank you so much for every one of you. And so today I'm very excited because Dawn Crystal is back on the show. She's been with us many times before, and really love the energy that she brings, really, really powerful one. And also the feedback that I received from many of you, whether through the calls or after that through emails, really it shows that the power of her work and the energy that she brings through her work, and also the calls, the live calls that we do here on the show. So yeah, really, really excited to have her back. So today we'll be talking about the spiritual self-care and how to ground our life force energy into our body for total peace, and incorporate that in our everyday life to bring more nourishment and renewal. And also you will experience the sound healing, the voice sound healing that Dawn is expert in through the Q&A that we will have later on the call. Everyone, if you want to talk to Dawn and ask your questions, share your feedback, you can do that by pressing star 2 on your phone, or you can type in your questions on the question box, which is on the webcast page. For those of you who don't know Dawn, she is a voice sound healer, intuitive life coach, soul reader, pain release expert, and medical intuitive. Really, really excited about today's call. So Dawn, thank you so much for being here with us. Very happy to have you again on the show.
Oh, aloha.
Aloha.
My son, that means hello from Hawaii. And yeah. I love that we could be in all different parts of the world, because I don't know what country you're in, but it's just amazing. We can all come together as a soul family on the calls and really share some great activations, and also some insights, and also just bringing some great high divine energy to the calls. And I'm just so grateful to be here again, Monsef. I think this is like my fourth or so show with you. So thanks to everybody who always takes your time out to the calls too, because that means a lot as well. And plus, you do. I just want everyone to know I do set up the energy before we get on the call. So anybody who's just listening, maybe not sure. You can always tune into the energy, and there's always high vibration that I bring in from the creator or source, whatever you want to call that created all. So I just think it's exciting, and if you listen to the replay, you'll get the energy as well. So yes, myself, I'm so grateful and excited about today's call of spiritual self-care, and it's called Nourish Your Body from the Inside Out. And it's wonderful because it's also nourishing your multi-dimensional body. And we're going to be talking a little bit more today's call, why it's important to have spiritual self-care in your life. And I think it's an important topic that we'll talk about, Monsef, because it's the times that we're living in, you know. It's the challenging times that we're living in, and just in the world, you know. Politics, the uncertainty of the world. And just, I just like to say, we're living in the computer age, and we were just talking a few minutes ago with Monsef about, everything's, computer this, computer that, and it's wonderful, and I think it's wonderful how we can connect on a call like today and actually be in all parts of the world, and somehow we're closer than ever with the modern technology of today's world. But at the same time, it does also, our bodies have to really adjust to all these frequencies that are coming and that are here now from all this, radio waves, if you want to call it, all kinds of stuff going in our world, satellites, cell phones. Who doesn't have a cell phone on stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, it's all about bringing peace and really keeping ourselves grounded in our bodies in these challenging times, because it is, a lot of people are sensitive. I want to mention that, Monsef. A lot of people, more and more, are becoming empath, sensitive, really sensitive. I call it the frequency that's coming to our planet, and it's been coming many, many, many years. A lot of people were asleep to it, and I can tell you we're all awakening at a rapid rate right now on this planet to higher and higher dimensions and realities, and also vibration, and also doing our soul work of what we're really here to do, beyond just living in our physical body, what we're really born here to do, and also prepare ourselves for that. But with all this energy that's coming here, we still need to think about our body right now, okay, Mansa? Our physical mm-hmm. bodies are adjusting to this, okay? And do you want me to go into that a little bit more, Mansa?
Yeah, of course, because I feel it's very important, because many times mm-hmm. we feel like off balance or mm-hmm. We have this dense energy, and we try at the same time to keep our body grounded, like you said, as
yeah.
we are using those electronics and at the same time receiving like higher and higher energies with time.
Yeah, and a lot of it's unconscious, but people feel it. It's like I work with clients as well. Ongoing, and it's like I've worked with clients for years, and it's amazing how I've worked with some of my clients from the beginning when they were just awakening, and now they're really like amazing. Some of my clients are really wonderful healers as well, and just people just opening up to really expand themselves and share their gifts. That's what the work I do, and I help people activate into that and clear out the old stuff that's in the way of you being your true self and really being happy. I mean, we're talking true happiness, everybody. We're not talking just happiness of, you know, having something. That's wonderful, but I'm talking about bringing your true exuberance of your soul through your body in this lifetime, so you can really, really, really exude, you know, your light to the planet. And I just want to mention, because the spiritual self-care, I just think it's why I even came out with this, is because I really feel we need to have some maintenance. We need to have some grounding in our bodies. We need to feel, stable at times when there is chaotic times going on in our life. You know, we're hit with all kinds of things on a daily basis. And we, you know, not just radio waves and, I call it microwaves. I can tell you there's EMF, everything. But the thing about it is we need to kind of bring peace to ourselves, okay? So what we're going to talk about today is how we can do that easy in the most effortless way, because I'm all about no frills, no fluff, and really bringing the frequencies to you and through my work. And, of course, we can do a couple of live callers, say if we have anybody who would like to feel their true soul. I call it your true life force energy, your true energy essence of who you are, because I can tell you I'm just really gifted with that ability to really ground in people's personal power into your body, and that's wonderful, and that's what we're going to talk about in the program, because I want to mention why it's important to have our life force energy in our bodies. Number one is because we need to, when we can fill the space up of our body, everybody, of our true essence or our light, I call it our soul, our true personal power, it's all the same here, okay? We can really ground it in our bodies. We're not so sensitive to the outside world, because that's what the problem is. A lot of times we're not filled up from the inside out with our light or our true light or our personal power. So we're kind of picking up on the world, everybody else's energy. And the thing about it is I'm also big about clearing our energy, making sure that we're clear with just us and not really feeling everybody else's energy, which we kind of take on as our own sometimes because we don't really know what we truly feel like, okay? When I say we truly feel like, I mean really being your own energy in your body, everybody, without really feeling everybody's stuff, you know, little this, little bit of that, and it accumulates in your body. And then after a while, what happens is if you're really not clear and you really don't keep your energy maintenance of your body clear in your energy fields and everything else, what it is you just start accumulating all this energy from around you, from people, your friends, your family, the world. And it could be, you know, you might have a low moment of fear and you start accumulating everybody else's fear. And it's just really creates a lot of havoc in your body, and sometimes it even creates health problems, okay, if it's not cleared over a period of time. So my whole focus today is to kind of show you how to keep your own self clear, and you can do it every day. I mean, I highly recommend doing some kind of energy clearing on yourself every day, and I give you the tools to do that on your own, which I love to empower people to do it on your own. I bring in frequency through my work. And you can do it on your own, and this way you just keep, you keep yourself stabilized and grounded, and you just feel good. You just feel more joy in your body. And, of course, we'll have times where things come up. I know a lot of people right now, including myself, that are we're unearthing some things in ourselves, okay? I'm talking about, like, old stuff, old traumas maybe you've had in this lifetime. Maybe mm-hmm. you are unearthing some energy from your family that you've been carrying on, because we kind of do carry our family lineage, beliefs, whatever we need to clear, we carry our family stuff in us too. Sometimes we're like the ones who have to clear the family, and sometimes we don't know it's our family stuff. We're just thinking it's ours, which it is kind of ours. And right. So that stuff can kind of come up easier. I call it bubble up to the top in your energy field and kind of just start releasing on its own. Of course, sometimes, you know, people do need to see a healer for that. But I'm all about self-empowerment and getting people to kind of know that they can do their energy maintenance on themselves. And it just flows. Your energy flows more. Your energy systems in your body flow more, meaning your meridians of your body. So this way you don't get all stopped up. Or I call it having any type of blockage, because there's a lot of people who walk around with a blockage in their body, and it creates, after a while, believe it or not, Mansa, if blockages are not really released or cared for, keeping your energy systems moving in your body, it can cause all kinds of health issues, such as extreme pain in the body. So I think it's essential today what we're talking about.
Right, yeah? Absolutely. Yeah, and sometimes we are not aware of that. Because we are used to not like maintain this flow of energy within our body and like trying to ground ourselves like every day, and then like we get used to this state of being, and it's like we think that others' energy it's ours, and it brings some confusion through that.
Oh, that's you hit it right on the head, Mansa. That's exactly true. That is the problem, what happens, and especially the clients, because I'm very thorough. When I work with clients, especially in my clearings, but I also bring them in my MP3s, most people when I work with them, and I'm talking, I even work with healers, okay, I work with everybody, they think they're clear, and I see everything. So I see cords, I can see if people are corded to you. That happens a lot, and it's not always unhealthy cords, okay? Sometimes they're healthy cords. That's fine. I understand that. But there's sometimes unhealthy cords, and you could be, you know, just maybe a psychic attack. Sometimes people like to throw energy at us or negative energy. Sometimes people like to dump their energy on us, meaning that they don't want to really feel bad, and they see you feeling good, and you probably had this too, myself, where you'll be feeling good one moment, and the next minute you're next to somebody, you're like, wait a minute here. I was feeling good. And now I'm feeling horrible, and this person, and I don't know what their intention is, but I'm not trying to make it good or bad, but they're walking away, and they're probably feeling a lot better, because all their energy just kind of got thrown at me. And it happens, everybody. This is just life. It's no good or bad. I'm realistic, and I just try to teach energy etiquette to people, etiquette of just knowing how to keep yourself clear and protecting yourself. And it's not that you're in danger, but protecting your energy so you keep yourself in this little beautiful cocoon of white light that's around you every day, everybody. You know, everybody should have that, okay? And we have to create that ourselves, because the universe ain't going to go in and save us as much as we pray or whatever you do. We need to use our own personal power and our attention, of course, and the frequencies I bring in my work. I really help accelerate that, because I'm bringing in frequencies beyond this planet. And that's really from the creator or the source creator that created us all. And you amplify your own energy in your body. And you become, believe it or not, this is cool. I like to use this way of saying this. You become your own energy planet in yourself. Okay? So meaning your energy is so strong in your body, everybody, and you're walking around. And, of course, people feel that. You'll actually start becoming a magnet to people when you really can really ground in your life force energy. I call it your personal power in your body. You become this beautiful light, okay? This energy just starts, instead of you being the receptor and accepting everybody else's energy, you actually start being the you extractor. So, I mean, you're starting to radiate out, okay? And then it's really cool, because this is when the magic really happens, because I help really, really ground in this energy of from the source creator, which is really all of us. We're all from one light. And you start exuding this energy of light through your body to the world. It is amazing, Mansa, how people, and I know this works in my own life as well, start attracting to you. And I'm talking great. I'm talking about maybe some people out here don't really have good, deep relationships. Maybe they're having relationships like I attracted many years too, because I didn't know who I was in the beginning. Like all of us, we were just attracting needy people to us who were maybe wanting stuff from wanting too much from us. And they weren't, I'm talking about having more of an equal relationship with people where you can actually sit and relax and not know that you're safe. They don't want anything. It's an energy that's kind of just, you know, we're different with each other. We're all different energies, but we're just kind of here with each other sharing, and there's there's not somebody wanting something from you. And that's where you start exuding your light, because people start attracting to your frequency. And then from there, it even compounds even bigger than that, everybody. Hope I'm not losing anybody here. It compounds even bigger and better with your energy radiating from you, and that's what I teach you in my modules here, is that people not only people, good people start attracting you to you, because those are the people you want to attract. It's people who are really attracted to your true frequency. Those are really, really usually deep, deep relationships. But then people come to me and they ask, wow, we did this work and, you know, maybe I've had a session with them too, but they just had my modules. And then they tell me, a lot of people, I get emails on this, that they start attracting more of what they want. Okay. So maybe more money, more abundance. They start attracting because you're radiating your true light, okay, everybody, you're radiating your true essence of who you are to the world. You start attracting more people and people, resources who maybe can help you if you have something that you want to do that come into your life, whatever it may be, maybe somebody who's going to help you write a book, who knows what it is. And the money, and you're like, you're almost living into, how can I put this, a flow of nature. A nature is all that is. If you literally look, myself, without losing everybody here, outside in nature, you see the trees, you see everything around us, because we're all connected to that, everybody, believe it or not. It's pretty abundant in nature, okay? You know, nature's pretty well cared for. Trees ain't really asking for water to be watered from nature or God or whatever you want to call it. It just kind of happens naturally. You become a magnet to whatever you're needing in your life. Things just start magically start coming to you. And that includes money, because everybody's like, I need more money. I love these, you know, programs you do, and I'm like, well, we need to do is get you back to being you first. That's what we're talking about today in spiritual self-care. We need to bring you back into your own essence, your own energy in your body, and we also need to clear out everything that is not you so you can actually start radiating your true vibration to the world, which is really who you are, truly you. And then all the magic, we're talking living in the magic of the universe. We're not talking la-la-la-la-la-land here. We're talking really raising and getting this high frequency of what's out there right now. There's abundance all around us, okay? We're living in, we look in nature. That's part of the whole scheme here. It's like telling us every day, we're abundant. You can be abundant too, just we need to connect to our true energy and our true light. And then you become that. You're like, you can have really cool synchronicities. I had one lady recently, Monsef, was in a store, and everybody was having a horrible day. I'll just give you a quick example. Everybody was having a bad day around her. You know, she's in the middle of the weekend. She was just there, and she was really radiating her true energy. She's been working on this for a while, and she sent me an email on it. Everybody around her in the store, because she was kind of just smiling. She didn't even know why she had a smile on her face. She was just being her true self. Not being anything but her true energy, her true personal power to the world and radiating her essence. Everybody in the store catered to her. She was in and out early. The salespeople were nice to her, and everybody else was grumpy. And she's like, I don't know if I was living in some bubble or something. You know, she didn't know what it was. I said, it's just, you're really living in the flow of life is what I was telling her. You're living in really the flow of life. And I go, it's really not that hard to attain it, but it is hard to really know what's really truly us, and that's really what I really bring to the forefront is really my energy work with my sound, and of course I'm known for all different things as far as releasing pain, but I'm also helping here. I'm really here on this planet with my true gift is to really help people ground in their light to their bodies and really help raise their vibration, okay? And, of course, I go deeper and I can clear things on you as far as past lives if anything comes up or anything that comes up in the meantime, but I help people really grow up, ground, and know who they truly are. And this is what we're talking today in spiritual self-care. So I just think my stuff is such a simple thing what we're talking about today, but so essential for everyday maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like it's not something like difficult that we can do, but it's just many times we get caught in the day-to-day life and we forget about this, but it's really simple and effortless thing that we can do that can help us maintain this flow of energy within us, our body, and also radiate it around us.
Yeah, it's essential. Yeah. Actually, it's really energy essential. But I have to say the work has to be done in the right way. It has to be done with the right frequencies because... The work I bring in and the energy frequencies are right from the true creator, so there's no modality here. So I just have the ability to bring in really high vibration. That's what I'm connected to. That was part of my training early on in my life, but I'm still being downloaded with energy all the time on stuff to kind of I still grow myself just like everybody else does. And I get new frequencies, and, of course, I learn how to work with the frequencies, and I know what they are, and then I bring them to the world, whoever's meant to feel them and work with them. So, so it'll be exciting today to, you know, maybe if you have anybody who has a question on this or what we're right. talking about, or like to feel a little bit of their energy. I won't be releasing pain on people today, so I just want to know everybody to know this is just called spiritual self-care. So it's called just getting a little bit of taste of who you truly are and bringing your life force energy, or your, I call it your true personal power, into your body, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're focusing on today.
All right, wonderful. So yeah, everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, so we have a caller from San Mateo, phone number ending with 4033. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What is your name?
My name is Fran.
Fran?
What was your name?
Yep, Fran. Yep.
Fran. Welcome to the show. What is your question?
I'm sorry?
What was your question?
I still have a question. No, I didn't really have a question. I was kind of raising my hand for the, I didn't know if you were doing some healings today.
Well, we're going to be doing grounding the life force energy. So what, I didn't get your name, and I apologize. This is Dawn Crystal. Thank you for being here.
Sure. It's Fran.
Fran?
Fran.
Fran? Yeah, it's a really light connection with you. I apologize. I'm not trying to be rude. I just really can barely hear you. So where you're, okay, so what's going on with you? How old are you, and how's your body right now?
Yeah, I was, I've been having something called photophobia.
Okay.
Which is like lights are really bright for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for a little while.
How long?
So, almost a year now. It started with me getting aura migraines last year.
Okay, you got what in your brain, Fletcher? I couldn't hear that.
I started having aura migraines last year. They're the type of migraine that affects your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get mostly eye stuff.
Have you had anybody look at that at a physical level?
Yeah, I have. And so far I've done all kinds of tests, and they haven't really found any root cause.
Yeah. Well, and how's your lifestyle? Are you working? Are you retired or what?
No, right now I'm not working.
Okay.
So now I have a job, honey. Yeah, took some time off.
Okay, great. And now I was going to ask you, are you retired or are you just taking some time off? The reason why I'm asking is I do soul readings as well.
Off. Yeah, just taking some time off.
Okay. Well, I kind of feel like, has anything major in your life ever happened? Like, any trauma or anything?
No, it's not. There was no trauma. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, there's something with your aura. I'd like to bring your personal power and kind of fix your aura, okay?
Okay.
That's why I was asking if anything happened. Sometimes, you know, if you go into complete fear or something happens, you know, maybe you got alerted with something, I don't know, something scared you or something. But anyway, let's go ahead and just, I can kind of fix that and see. And, you know, of course, you can always send an email back to see how you're feeling, okay? So how are you feeling right now? Are you full of energy? Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, actually.
Okay, yep. So you're pretty calm?
Not tired.
Okay.
Yeah, energy is good. I feel pretty grounded.
Okay, well, let's see if you feel better with this. Would you like to feel some of your essence?
Yeah, I do actually feel like I have been feeling my essence, too.
Okay. Well, did you want any energy, or are you good? I just want to make sure, because I'm actually here to kind of ground in people's energy, but are you? I just want to make sure you want it.
Yeah, no, I do. I just kind of,
okay,
you know,
okay, cool. And I want
to
just say, I just do a couple minutes of mini, like, kind of a sample, so just so you know, I can't cure the world in 2 minutes, okay? Just so
sure.
I'm realistic about it, okay? It's just because I always let people know I'm just doing little mini samplings, okay?
Yes,
okay, so let's go ahead. Well, yes, I'm a very realistic healer. Okay, so I want you to hold light above your head, and I want you to imagine the essence of who you truly are, your personal power coming into your body, to your feet. And now we have not worked before together, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Well, I like working with new people. Okay, great. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. I want you to take in the sound. The sound is actually high frequency, so that's what I'm known for. So just know your highest good is happening, okay? You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's begin.
Yes.
Just receive. Receive. Mm-hmm. you have something around your head, I'm going to make a loud sound. This is, my loud sounds are not to startle you. They're to clear energy, okay? So I'm going to do that now, okay? Yeah, just see if you feel this leave your head, okay? Whew, there it goes. Can you feel something kind of changing or shifting on you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm bringing your energy to your feet, Ryan. Do you feel something lift off your head when I did that sound? Or get light?
So.
Lift. Yeah. Well, you had some energy lingering. So we're talking about spiritual self-care, helping people kind of contain themselves more. Because I can kind of see that you don't really have the energy bubble around you. And that's what we're talking about today, is just energy maintenance. So let's just bring a little bit more energy to your feet and tell me if you start feeling even better than what you did when we started, okay? So take a couple deep breaths and tell me how you're feeling. Are you starting to feel a little bit more energized or just more lighter?
I'm still feeling some stuff around my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to, so what we say, because I know you didn't notice it before. See how we're bringing things up to your awareness? Are you married?
No.
Okay. Are you in any type of relationship or anything? Because I see a male energy there. Could be family.
No.
Okay, so there's somebody trying, you really want to know the truth of what I'm seeing. There's somebody trying to block your life from coming into your body. I see that a lot with people. So tell me if you feel this leave now. Do you allow me to release this energy, whatever this is, at your head? Because that's what's going on.
You think that's the person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it now. Just say you're allowed to release. Because you have free will.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, see if you feel this now. Okay. There it goes. How's that feel?
Good.
Yeah, it just
left. It feels better.
So, okay, I just want to mention something here. Huh?
Was it ancestral?
No, it was actually somebody who was connected to you. And I want to mention, too, this is a very good call today. I'm glad you're on the phone. I'm going to mention what that was. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing that's good or bad. But we can have connections with people, everybody, cords on us, okay? I mean, I know this is going to be teaching you how to clear cords. You can have people who are corded to you for years, and you may not talk to them. You could have had a relationship with somebody, and they're still kind of there in your energy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, sure.
People we get cords with people. That's just part of life, you know. But there's healthy cords, as I mentioned in the beginning, and there's not healthy cords. So you had this connected to you that was not really serving you. Do you feel like your head's kind of lightened up a lot now?
Yes, something's changed. Yep.
Yes, big time change. You're just kind of becoming more aware of your energy. And I'm glad you're on the call today because that's what I do, is I bring more awareness. And I really open people up to their own awareness. So this way you could start saying, oh, this doesn't feel like me. See, do you see what I'm saying? Because I really feel nobody's really cleared you before. And I just did, I disconnected my energy with you right now. I'm just talking. But I don't really feel anybody's really cleared you, right? Have you had someone really clear your energy?
I have. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe, I don't know what to say, that they thoroughly cleared you. But I'm just going to tell you, I just did a pretty good thorough clearing on you in like 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes. And that's just to give you a sample of who you truly are. I'm not saying that we don't have stuff lingering. I pretty much cleared out all the heavy stuff on you in just a couple minutes. So you could actually start feeling your true self. And the energy, I would be surprised that your situation that you've been having, I don't make any medical claims, but that energy that was around you was causing a lot of problems with your whatever the thing you were having going on, okay?
Okay.
So that I would be very happy to see that disappears, which I feel it did, and you start feeling better. Okay. So it's a miracle. It's kind of like, in some ways, a miracle. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're perfect on this today's call. Are you normally tuned in? Because this is like divine. And maybe you were guided to the call today, because I don't think we work together. So something in you maybe was interested in what we're talking about, because it definitely will support you, what we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm great you're here. Well, all I can say is
thank
the
you.
Energy that,
yeah.
Okay, I want to mention one thing too, because this is the work I do. The energy that you just received, because it was so short, I mean, we're talking 2 minutes, maybe even less, will continue working on you, okay? So meaning that we get off the phone, you might want to drink some extra water, and just allow these energies to continue working on you all day. And I wouldn't be surprised if you just keep feeling better, okay, as the day goes on.
Thank you.
I just want to say thanks for letting me share my gift as well, and you were just ready to hear it today. So, yeah, there was somebody who was corded to you, my dear, okay? So we just kind of cleared all that, and I fixed your aura as well. So that's going to really help you a lot, okay?
Yes, thanks a lot.
And, yeah, well, thanks for calling in, and have a beautiful day. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Fran. Much love. Yeah, thank you.
That was a really good call for Fran, because that's what we're talking about today, energy maintenance, and bringing more awareness to what's really going on, okay, and what's really causing physical sensations in our body that might not be what we want to feel. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
Most of the time, it's what we don't want to feel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I loved also the energy that you brought, so thank you for that. And,
well, I liked it because she was, open. The main thing is everyone's open, but it was just kind of good to bring awareness that maybe somebody's having a physical ailment. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's all caused from cords. I'm not saying that. I mean, we do have other issues going on. That's why today's call is just about basically bringing people back to their essence. You know, we have different themes of our calls. Today's about really just kind of showing you your true energy of who you truly are in your body, and really getting comfortable with your own energy of who you truly are, your light. So this way it becomes really comfortable and so familiar to everybody. So this way, you know, once you get really comfortable in your own energy, you'll just know automatically without even being psychic or anything that, hey, this just doesn't feel right. This isn't me. And maybe I need to clear myself. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just reality.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you again, Don, and thank you, Fran. Mm-hmm. So let's move to our second caller. We have a caller from Middleville, phone number ending with 3013. Hello.
Hi. Hello, this is Margot.
Hi, Margot.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Margot. Have we worked together before?
No.
Oh, well, welcome to the call. So where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Well, welcome, Michigan. I love it. I hope the weather is getting better there.
Yeah. Thank you.
You guys had a brutal winter. Okay, well, how can I help you today, Margot? Is there anything going on with you? And again, we're talking about bringing in your own energy today.
Well, I have so many health problems, but the main one is Epstein-Barr, very bad Epstein-Barr and Lyme.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to work on the different things as how the way it's affected my body, especially like my bladder, my knees. Just no energy, very, very little energy. My husband's in the same spot. He's got the same things.
Well, I can see right now, I'm looking at your energy, if you don't mind, I'm just looking. I don't see any boundaries around you. And I do see a lot of people around you that are needy. You understand what I'm saying? People who take your energy, are you aware of that?
Yes, yes, and
there's
I do
too
work
many
with healing.
People. Yeah, but there's way too many people. We're talking about cords on you, and again, we're talking about energy maintenance today with our show, what's called Spiritual Self-Care. Even if you're not really totally spiritual, which I think everyone's on their spiritual track, even if you don't know it, but it's energy maintenance, because what I'm seeing for you, Margot, I can see you're just a good person, and a lot of people like to attract you and take your energy. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Way too many. You've got so many cords on you right now. It's unbelievable. So I would like to do, if you don't mind, and of course you heard my sound. I'm a sound healer. I would like to bring in your personal power to your body and clear some of these cords off you so you can start feeling you, not everybody else.
Please do. Yes, please do. Thank you.
It's going to give you a feeling of saying, wow, okay, this is me. And what I was feeling, I'm not saying you don't have an issue going on. It might be deeper, okay? But we're talking about just bringing basic energy of you in. So this way, you'll just know what to do. You can keep yourself clear. And then you might be, when you're really getting your energy, when I'm going to kind of bring in your body right now, your energy, your personal power, you'll just know what your next step to do is, okay? Your higher self will guide you, okay? More easy. But right now, you've got so much energy attached to you, you don't really know who your true self is, okay? So we're going to kind of ease you with that and kind of clear it, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, you're on the call for a reason. Okay, so I want you to imagine beautiful divine light above your head. It could be God's light, divine light, source, whatever you believe, okay? I want you to imagine, Margo, that everything's going into that light with my sounds that are not serving your highest good. How does that sound?
Yeah.
And I want you to breathe a little bit deeper while making sound. I will, Margo, giving you a heads up, be making a loud sound to clear these cords off you. So do not get startled. When I make loud sounds, it's because I'm moving energy and I'm clearing a lot of energy at one time, okay? So just know that's my style. All right?
Okay. Yep.
So you ready? Yeah, it's all good.
Yep,
it's all for your highest good. All right, let's begin. So just imagine the light above your head. Breathe a little bit deeper and imagine everything going into the light, in the light above your head that's not your highest good. You ready?
Yes.
Let's begin. Let's begin. You have a lot of energy, my dear. I'm going to be making a lot of sounds here. Tell me if you feel this energy leave your head, Margo. I'm going to make a loud sound right now. Just feel this leave. There it goes.
Oh.
Huh? Did you feel that?
Yeah, I could feel it. I jerked really hard.
Yeah, wait till it leaves. I'm clearing out more. Keep breathing into light. You're going to start feeling a little better. I'm going to cut these cords off you right now. You might feel this in your stomach. Do you have any digestion issues or anything going on there?
No, but it's really interesting. For the past 20 minutes, I've been having a lot of abdominal pain that I don't
know. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to cut the cords off. Tell me if you feel this better. Releasing all energy cords on you. Let it go. Into the light. They'll be brought back to where they need to go. Not in your body or energetically or physically. We're clearing them now. Can you feel that releasing?
Not quite. Not yet.
Well, it's going. Just keep breathing. Can you feel like something's probably loosening up on you a little bit now?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Now, you know a lot of stuff, my dear, so 2 minutes with you is going to be an eternity because that's a lot of work I'm doing. Because this is like years of accumulated energy. So you're on the right call today because we're talking about energy maintenance. So this way this stuff doesn't accumulate. You know what I'm saying, Margo?
Yes.
So this is what we're doing. We're easing you now. I'm helping you out in some ways to make your load lighter. But you could do this work yourself. So take a deep breath and tell me how you're starting to feel, Margo.
I still feel kind of numb.
What did you say?
I still feel kind of numb.
No, well, numb is one thing, but are you starting to feel like you're feeling lighter and you've got some more energy going to your feet right now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're starting to feel. You're just becoming aware. Feel this in your feet. That's how you start feeling aware of your energy. It's there. Everyone's energy, my dear. How's that feel? Can you get more of awareness of that?
Not really, Dawn. I'm not really sensitive to that very much.
Well, that's okay. But if you are starting to feel lighter, because this energy, remember, I think I just talked to a caller. If you start to feel a sense of lighter, things are kind of getting maybe a little bit lighter.
Yes, that I do feel.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We all have our own perception of what energy is, and there's no right or quiz or anything wrong. But the main thing for me is for you is that because you have so much physically going on, I can't throw you in a pool of ice cold water with ice cubes with my energy,
right.
Because my energy is very powerful. I have to do it in a way that your body can receive the energy. Do you know what I mean? Because we're all unique, and I'm not here to just, you know, give a show. I'm actually here to really help you. So I want to let you know that the way I brought the energy into you is actually a gradual flow of energy. So your body starts adjusting to this, and it's nothing foreign. It's nothing that's outside you. It's really you, but we're just your soul, your higher self wants you to start opening up to this energy so you know that beyond your physical ailment, there might be something causing that. Okay?
Okay.
And
I've
and
had
not
a
saying
lot of
that,
trauma.
Right, exactly. Well, you do, exactly. And I'm just saying for today's call, we're just talking about, you know, helping people get clear within themselves. So this way you can work on, you know, if there is some trauma that's coming up, you'll just know it's trauma and you need to work on it. Maybe your own, you know, you might be guided to work on it, you know, your soul, or you might be guided to somebody to work on it. But right now you have so much compounded on top of your trauma and you got everybody else's energy draining you. It's really hard for you to even determine what's going on with you. It's almost like chaotic. Do you understand?
I do.
And we're trying to free you from that so you can at least get a sense of your true essence, your energy. So this way, oh, you can still feel a little bit lighter and clearer in your body. And then you're like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. But this has nothing to do with somebody else's energy corded to me or taking, you know what I mean? Or, you know, from somebody else. Because that's really important.
Yeah.
We need to be clear in our energy. And, of course, you know, life throws hardballs and curveballs at us. I mean, I've been through a life of trauma, my dear. You're talking to someone. I grew up with all trauma. And I've been clearing and healing myself my whole life. But number one thing I always know from just the work that I've learned, because I've actually had to learn this myself, I didn't have anybody teaching me this, is that I had to really learn how to keep my energy clear. That's like the most number one Q101 thing to do, because you have to keep your energy clear. So this way, your body can start healing itself, my dear, because our bodies are really here to heal ourselves naturally. And the last half, if you could clear some of these energy cords and the things that are draining you that's not really, that's affecting you, your body it's just in like, you know, it's like right now it's just trying to help in all different ways. It's almost like your body doesn't know where to go next. It kind of helps your body relax more, and your body in some parts of your being, you can start healing yourself naturally, and you can do it with probably with no help with anybody. Maybe you'll be guided to take something from your higher self. Whatever you take, it's fine. You, of course, you have a doctor too. But you see how it kind of eases the everything else that's going on, and things just stop being so compounded on top of each other where you just don't know what's happening.
Well, I bought one of your packages.
Okay.
I've been listening to it for about a week. It's the one that was on joints because my knees were so bad. And then yesterday I just downloaded the one that's on organs.
Okay. This is good. I want you to mention what you're saying. It's good. So we're talking about the maintenance today of, you know, I think the organs are great. I think it's you're working on the physical, but you're still on top of that. You have energy, you know, I mean, just your energy in general is not really grounded and it's not really clear. Do you know what I'm saying? There's energy maintenance.
I've been ungrounded most of my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we're bringing in your personal power to your body, which was not totally there when we started the call today. Okay. And that's really important to have your personal power grounded. It's your energy essence. It's your soul that really helps your body heal itself naturally. Okay. So I see everything. I actually see energy. So I want to leave you with that right now, Margo. I just want to say thank you. I never worked with you before, so I'm just grateful that we were actually able to connect. And hopefully that you got something out of today's call and, you know, understanding what the energy systems of the body and why it's really important for us to keep ourselves maintained as well. Okay?
Thank you so much, Dawn.
Well, much love to you, and I'm glad that I was able to share some good wisdom with you of what's going on with you as well.
Thank you very much, both
well,
of
much
you.
Well, much love to you. Yeah, thank you for calling in today. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Margo. Much love.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now, Margo.
Bye-bye. God bless
Bye,
you.
Bye, sweetie. You too.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much, Dawn. Really beautiful.
Yeah, that was a great example.
Right, exactly.
That was a really great example of our call today. You know, people have maybe deeper issues going on stuff. And that's fine. We address them, and I'm glad she has another program right now because I'm really good with healing the body as well, deeper. But we're talking today just the one of the root causes that could cause other issues, that could cause things to go deeper. Do you know what I'm saying, Monsa?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about energy. Q101 maintenance. Okay, we need to do that. We all have to take responsibility for our energy, everybody, at all times, and know, we're not going to always have a high vibrational moment. Meaning, we live in a physical body. We're going to have fear at times. People have fear. They have moments of anger, right? I mean, that's a human emotion. Mm-hmm. That's just normal, right? But sometimes in the interim of you feeling these emotions, everybody, this is for everybody. This isn't just singled out for anybody. This is human nature. Our vibration in our body may drop in that moment because that's just what happens. Our bodies obviously follow our energy. So, sometimes we might accumulate in our body at that moment or when that's happening over a period of time. Low vibrational energy, that's not you. You could be collecting that from the world around you. We kind of track what we are in the moment, okay? That's just what the universe gives us, even if it's not what we don't want. So at times. So this is, we're talking about energy maintenance and spiritual self-care today and how you can keep yourself clear, keep yourself stabilized in this challenging times in our planet, including having human experiences because we're all going to have traumas. We're all going to have things that happen to us. None of us are going to bypass that, including myself. But we can handle it in a way that's high vibration and it clears things as things come up or keeps you stabilized, grounded in your bodies. And it's what we need every day, okay? So I think it's just a really great call today.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And thank you so much for the guidance that you are sharing. We will take maybe a couple more questions in little bits. But before that, okay. I would love if we can talk about the package that you are offering because it got the tools and the guidance for our spiritual self-care and maintaining this flow of energy within our body. And I feel it's very important that we talk about that. So mm-hmm. I would love to take time for that. And So everyone, I invite you to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/done. yourdivineuniqueness.com/done. DAWN. Or you can click on the special offer, which is a button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Don, can you please talk about the
sure.
program?
Yeah, this is just something. Even if you buy package A, which we're going to have package A and package B, yeah, I do offer a session with everybody, so I want to mention what that's all about. We're going to have package A and package B, which you'll get. You get quite a few MP3s here, and these are these. We have like 8 MP3s in this program, which are wonderful. They're all different areas. We're going to each area right now, and that's going to be package A and package B will be the same. You'll also get an extra bonus MP3. I don't know what that is, but it's valued at $97 if you purchase the program. It might be Discover Sound Healing, my MP3, which really helps people with sleep disorders and anxiety issues as well. That's just a bonus if you purchase package A or package B today, everybody. And we'll go into each module right now, then I'll talk about what package B includes, which will be a session with me at a highly discounted rate. I do offer my sessions on the telesummit here a lot less than my website. you can put a one in front of the number of the whole program on my website. So mm-hmm. If you have something deeper, everybody, going on in your life, and it's really you need some help really boosting yourself out of that so you can get to the life you want to really live, which is probably not being in the situation that you're currently in, then I would like to do a session with you for 25 minutes and really help get your life on track. But let's go into the different item numbers because it's really an exciting program here. This is actually downloaded with high frequency divine source, God, source energy, God's light energy, whatever you want to call it. It's right from the prime creator. So my modules are short. They're to the point, everybody, but they work. And I do highly recommend listening to anything I put out there, any of my MP3s with headphones or earbuds, okay, because I'm a sound healer. I bring in frequency through my voice. And you listen to this in a quiet place, not driving or operating any equipment. Please do not do that, everybody. Take spiritual maturity on your energy because you might get into an altered state and slightly listening to my modules because it's going to really do some shifting and changing on you. And so just be responsible, okay? It's all good, though. It's all for your highest good. So let's go to the chakras of the body. We have major chakras. We have minor chakras. So this energy module, module one, this is something you could probably listen to depending on how much health, if you have any health issues, at least once a week. And the chakras are really great because it's going to really listening to this module, module one, is going to really help balance your chakras And the chakras are really our energy systems in our body. They get clogged at times with people. They don't rotate the right direction. And I'm bringing in frequency to really re-energize and really, really rebalance and clear these areas of your body, which is really essential to having proper and good health, okay? Most people didn't even know what the chakras were, but I really know how important having your chakras really maintained and having them going really cleared is really important. So this is really something you can really feel in your heart being tuned at least once a week for that. A good chakra clearing and maintenance and also balancing is really essential. So let's jump up into morning two. This is a really wonderful one to listen to. The morning is called Morning Wake Up. And this is going to get your life force energy moving through your body. We're all talking about energy today. So this is going to help you do it. And your body will be learning to really do it itself. That's what I do, with bringing your energy up frequency, what you're needing, even though it's universal through my programs. It's really for everybody. It works with everybody individually because we're all from one divine light, okay? So we're going to clear your energy channels in your body. This will help clear your sleepy mind if you have anything going on. It's going to connect your heart to your brain, which is really essential. And we're going to really re-energize your complete body for the day. This is really one you could listen to in the morning because it's called Morning Wake Up. So I do highly recommend not listening to more than two, at least listening to my MP3s 8 hours apart. Please do not listen to all the MP3s in one sitting or throughout the day. I really highly know that my MP3s are powerful. So if you're going to listen to more than one a day, please listen to one, at least spread them out at least 8 hours apart. Okay, everybody? So number three is called evening renewal. So as it says, evening renewal. So this is going to help gather your energies back to you from the day. Sometimes we kind of get fragmented, or we just kind of, you know, other people kind of tune in or kind of, you know, are attached to you, whatever. We're going to gather all your energies back to you at the end of the day listening to this. Where it's also going to clear your physical body because that's what you need. It's also going to clear your aura and your energy field. That's what I did with a couple of our callers, most of our callers today. Yes, I did. And we're going to center, rebalance, and ground you with this one. This is wonderful. And we're going to renew your body, mind, and spirit, because we need to keep the spirit on board with us, everybody. We are a spirit as well. We need to keep body, mind, and spirit as one team, okay? That's really going to bring peace in your body and really bring in more joy, okay? So that's just number three, and it's a very, very wonderful module. You can listen to that one at night, okay? Let's jump up into number four, called Detox and Reboot. This is really great. This is for somebody who maybe has a really stressful life. Maybe you're a mom. You know, a lot of moms, we don't give our moms parents credit. You know, you have kids. That's a job and a half right there. So this could be for somebody who's a really, you know, really needs an extra reboot. So this is going to help let go of your stress of the day. You could probably listen to this throughout once, you know, maybe the midday. Again, giving 8 hours apart from all my modules, please. And let go and give back everyone else's energy, just in case you just have a moment and you're really overwhelmed. This can help ground yourself to planet Earth, everybody, which we need to do that. And it's going to bring yourself back to neutrality being you, your mental, your energetic, and your physical bodies all back into your true self, your true essence, okay? And even if it's somebody else's stuff, that's going to clear. And it's going to help rebalance and realign you as well. So that's a powerful module, everybody. And that's just one module, and that's four. It's called Detox and Reboot, okay? This is a cool one. This is, like, amazing that that the energy's come through me to do this. This is for somebody who needs a little bit extra energy. This is a very short module. You put this module, you play it next to a glass of water or something you're going to drink, beverage. And this really helps amp up. It's called energized water. You could really play it next to any beverage you're going to drink. This is really going to amp up the electrolytes in your water. I have a lot of athletes like this one, too, because it really brings really vitality to you. It's going to amp up your minerals that you're taking in on a daily basis. It's going to clear out any harmful toxins that's in your body. A lot of people have that. It's going to help bring in source healing frequencies, the prime creator, into your water and your beverages anytime you choose. And it's going to re-energize and re-alkalize your water. So this is pretty darn cool. I have to say it's above and beyond the human mind that this happens, but I've had many great testimonials. So this could be used throughout your day if you feel that you need to do that with your water or your beverage. So that's just number five. I just thought that was a really cool one to add, and it's actually wonderful and it's powerful, okay? Let's jump up to six. Number six, everybody, daily antioxidants, okay? It's going to help your cells and your body ward off damage or free radicals, which we all live in a world. We have to know that we do get damage from our environment. So this is really going to help you with your antioxidants to your body. It's going to help really help you eliminate harmful toxins in your body and help really lessen the oxidation. Sorry if you can't say that word, oxidation in your body. Sorry, and it's really going to help you with that, because that's really important, that the environment and everything can actually help help your body to really help your really can help you renew your cells, your DNA tissues of your body, and also it helps with your stem cells too, because everything's big on stem cells right now in the media. This is really help your body renew your stem cells, because that's all about youth, everybody, okay? So I added the stem cells in there, so that's pretty cool. And we're going to help bring in high frequencies of essential fruits and vegetables with these frequencies. It's not going to take the place of you eating, so please know that. This is really going to amp up what you're eating to really bring in, because sometimes our bodies just don't absorb what we're taking in. So this is really going to help your body absorb more essential fruits and frequencies of vegetables and really bring it into your body so your body can really really be healthy, okay? So this was a really wonderful one. That's number six. That doesn't have to be listened to every day, but whenever you feel it, whenever you need that extra boost. I think we had a caller before. She had a lot of things going on. That would really really support her if she decided to get this program. So item number seven, and I want to say item seven is the meridians of the body, the energy pathways. This is so important. This is our keeping our energy flow through the body, the energy systems. We need to keep the body going. So this way we don't get the blockage and then the pain doesn't come in our body or whatever other health conditions can happen when our meridians or our energy systems are not flowing through the body fluidly and easily. So this module in number seven is going to help clear in your meridian pathways and help clear the blockage in the way of your meridians. Okay, we need to have that flowing, everybody. It's very essential. We're going to bring in source light to accelerate your healing on all levels. So anybody I'm having issues with healing, this is really going to help accelerate your healing, okay? It's going to connect all the channels in your body, or your energetic flow in your body is going to connect everything together, so you have more flow of energy going through your body to heal yourself naturally. It's all about healing yourself naturally and getting your body back to healing itself. Okay, this is what this module is all about. So item seven, that's just a wealth of, it's just a, just these are just modules you can have for the rest of your life and really assist you and the rest of your life. There's, you're not going to outgrow these modules, I promise you. So number eight, really cool one called Superfoods Beauty Boost, okay, or Beauty Blast. And this is a really cool one, everybody. This is the energetics. I'm bringing energetics of over 90 superfoods to nourish your body, skin, hair, and nails. I have people write me on this one that their hair got thicker. I'm not making any claims. Their skin got more beautiful, vibrant, you know. So this is really bringing in a boost of frequencies to you. It's all nutritional frequencies needed for optimal health on all levels. It's an extra nutritional frequency blast if you're active or needing extra nutritional supplementation in your body, because a lot of people are really active, you know, and sometimes they just need a little extra something, and this is really going to help do that for you. And if you're not, you still can use this. Maybe you're just ill and you need some help, extra help. This is really going to help you as well. This is extra youth frequencies that you will receive for complete body, skin renewal, and your stem cells, everybody. Stem cells. That's really big. Got to keep the stem cells. Bring them back. It's a complete renewing yourself. Okay, we need to keep the stem cells young, keep them healthy. So all frequencies are intuitive to what you need on a daily basis. So that is really cool. And that is just a lot in that one module. That could be listened to whenever you want. Now, that's eight complete modules, plus you get the bonus MP3 of my Discover Sound Healing meditation. That is just a miraculous meditation of just listening to that. Especially I've had claims of people sending me emails about sleep disorders and anxiety issues disappearing. So that's just a bonus. And then if you go to Package B, because I'm very simple, I don't put any fluff to my work at all. So Package B is going to give you everything I need, but it's also going to give you a 25-minute session with me, which is an eternity. You just heard everybody, me working with the callers, I think it was like 1 or 2 minutes tops, and we really did make some major shifts. And again, the energy, even with the callers that I talked to, will continue. They're probably feeling a little different even now since I've gotten off the phone with them. It's amazing how the energy just... It's from Source Creator that created you. It knows where to go. It knows how to work with you. It just continues working on you all day long. So with a 25-minute session, we can work on deeper issues, okay? This is where my work really comes in, because I'm known to help people get out of pain, but I'm also helping people not just get out of pain, but also clear the reasons or the issues that's causing the pain, okay? It could be emotional issues. You could have had traumas in your life. I've said one of the callers said they had a lot of trauma in their life. Well, we need to kind of work on some of those issues, okay? So that's where my session at this highly discounted rate is going to come in, because we can work on and start clearing this stuff, so this way your physical issues go away. They get better, you know, and they don't keep compounding on each other like they have been, okay? So this energy, I call it this session that you're going to have on top of the program, you're getting the MP3s, is going to help your body stay clear, which we've been talking about, the energy spiritual maintenance, that that you're getting in the MP3s, but also the session with me is going to help boost anything that's really keeping you stuck, that you really, maybe you've been having a lingering issue going on with your physical body for many years, and you've had not really too much luck, and you've just been, all you've been doing is just being medicated, and I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but, you know, of course, all your healthcare position. But I'm talking about really just being medicated. Nothing seems to be changing, okay? So we're going to do this naturally, okay? I'm all about, let's get the results, but let's do it fast, and let's do it natural. So with all that said, that's my package, and I'm really, I'm happy to be here today to share this with anybody who it resonates with that I can help. And thank you so much for allowing me to share it. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, too, Dawn. I'm very grateful to you and, for the package and also, like, everything you are sharing with us. So, really, thank you. I'm, like, very happy that you are offering this package because I feel it's very needed as we are, like, called to ground our energy as we are receiving, like, more and more accelerated energies that are here to awaken us to more of our light and who we are. And also, like, it will help us to be able to clear those energies that are not ours. So really thank you for that. Very grateful to you. And everyone, really encourage you to take advantage of this package and received so many feedbacks from you about how powerful Dawn's work is and the experience that they have through her packages. So again, you can find it on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Dawn. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Dawn, D-A-W-N. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Dawn, can we take maybe a couple more questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Great. Let's see. Let's move to the webcasts. We have Denise from Michelin. Over the last weeks, I have suffered from severe headaches, migraines. I do not know why I am experiencing these pains. Is this an ascension symptom because of the very powerful light streams coming in, or is there something really wrong with me? I really don't know anymore.
Yeah, I can tell her right now. Denise from Michigan, is she live on the webcast?
Not sure. She wrote the questions on the webcast page.
Well, Denise, I can tell you right now she's an empath, okay? So my solar's already knows, okay? So she's definitely an empath, meaning she's feeling everybody's stuff. I do feel that she has people in her, or corded to her energy that's attached to her, that's also causing a little bit of that as well. So, you know, all I can say is I'd love to work with her, or if she could, you know, maybe buy the program, it would help her if she feels it, of course. But she's just an empath, okay? There's a lot more and more people. We're talking about in the beginning of the call of more and more people waking up and actually starting to feel more. You know, this is all about being aware, okay? A lot of us have been so kind of bogged down in our life with all this heavy trauma and stuff that we really don't even know what we feel like because we're so numbed out from all this heavy stuff on top of us, you know, compounded. So Denise, on the other hand, she's sensitive and open already, so she just needs to more or less have energy maintenance. And we're talking about today's call, spiritual self-care. So she's definitely got the right question. I think part of it's ascension, but I think for her, I think she needs to have more energy boundaries on herself, myself. So if you want to type her back that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm picking up she has a lot of energy in her energy field that's not her.
Yeah. Yeah, so Denise, we'd love to hear from you. You can type in if you're still live with us. All right, and let's take another question from the web. Do you want that we take one from the webcast or from a live caller?
We can take a live caller. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Let's see. We have a caller from Haddon Hates. Phone number ending with 7500. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome. What is your name?
It's Lizbeth. I was wondering if Dawn could help me. I've been through a lot of trauma and loss and betrayal and things, and I feel like I have this numbness at my heart. And I'd really love to get rid of it. I can feel pain, you know, emotional pain, but I'd really love to get rid of the sort of numb feeling and get back into my passion and things like that.
Yeah. Hey, Melissa, welcome to the call. I'm Dawn Crystal. I don't think we worked together before, right?
Right. Oh, it's Elizabeth.
This is Dawn Crystal, and is this, what was your first name?
It's Elizabeth, like Elizabeth, kind of.
Oh, Lissa. Okay, sorry about that. I was calling you Melissa. Hey, thank you for calling in, Lissa. This is Dawn Crystal, and have we worked together before?
No.
Well, thank you for being a newbie on the call. So I could see with you, Alyssa, that you're an empath. You kind of feel everybody's stuff. Are you noticing that? So you're on the right call today.
I'm always feeling everybody's stuff.
Well, that's the problem. You need to kind of maintain yourself with that, because you can't be doing that. It's just not serving you, okay? You have to take care of you first, right? Even though you're kind of doing it unconsciously. Okay, so let's do a little bit of bringing in your personal power. You heard I do sound, right? And I could do a little bit of, I do an energy, like a little bit of sampling of my work today. And, of course, you have a lot of trauma, so there's some layers there. I don't know if I could reach them all in 2 minutes, my dear, but I could at least bring an essence or a piece or part of you that's kind of disconnected to you, and you can see how you feel with this energy, which will be you're bringing in your light to your body. So is that good with you?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, great. So I want you to imagine divine light above your head for just a moment. This will be my little sampling with you. A beautiful divine light, a source or God, whatever that may be for you. And I want you to imagine going in that, everything's going in that light, everything that's not you, everything that's not your highest good. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it. Just imagine that happening, and then I'll check back with you. After I make a loud sound clearing this heavy energy off you, I'll check it back and see how you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
Let's begin. Okay, I'm going to make the loud sound. Tell me if you feel this sleeve, okay? Your head.
Okay.
Ooh, there, Bill. Do you feel something just kind of leave?
No, I feel everything but really getting stuck at my throat, the front of my throat.
Yeah, well, you kind of hold back your words, right?
Oh, I have to with one toxic person.
I know. Well, let's just clear it right now. Let it go. That's kind of what happens. You're a beautiful light on this planet, but you just need to get stronger in your life. Is it getting a little bit better?
Yes.
Good. Just let it release. I'm going to do a little heart activation for you today, okay? I'm going to open up your heart chakra, bring out parts of into your fragmented part of your being, including where you're at right now from birth. We're going to bring you all back in your heart chakra. And anybody on the call who wants this heart activation could participate. So imagine that in your heart right now. We're going to bring all parts of you back to your higher self. I call it your God presence, your soul, your divine self. Okay? So receive this. How does that feel?
Good, I think, except that it felt like it brought in a lot of grief to my throat because I had trauma around birth.
Yeah.
My mother passed.
You got a lot of stuff leaving right now. So, again, I'm going to kind of clear some of it, but just know the energy will continue down this call. You have a lot of stuff, my dear, and I'm just kind of giving you a little sample, okay?
I appreciate it.
This program would be good for you if you choose it, because that's what you're needing. You need to kind of get clear, and you've got so much heavy energy around you on top of all the trauma. You see where it's compounded?
Okay.
You understand that, right? Because you've got
yes,
people that have cleared off your cords, and then on top of that, you have trauma that you're trying to heal. It's a lot of stuff there. Let it go. Is it easing up a little?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, that's a gift right there.
That's
a gift right there that you just received.
Thank you.
Because feel yourself right now. I'm not trying to quiz you. Feel yourself right now from when we started the call. How are you starting to feel right now? Lighter?
Like more centered and lighter, yeah.
Yeah, and did you feel like some of that heavy stuff just kind of lifted off you?
It's less that I feel it lifted off of me. It's the more, like you said, that maybe I'm feeling myself.
Well, yeah,
more.
Because I just cleared when I made the high pitch sound, you had a lot of people even blocking your crown chakra from your own light coming in the body. That just happens when you're a beautiful light like you are. But I call it good training. In some ways, our hardships are actually training for us to be even more brighter than we truly are. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, it's like we're not a victim, okay? But you do have a lot of stuff. And, my dear, if you do feel to work with me, we could go into that on a session because that's what I specialize in is clearing trauma. I've actually had to clear myself in my life to know how to work with you. So I've had a lot of trauma myself. So it's just a process. You know, life is a journey. We're here in the body. You know, we'd like to get rid of it 1 second. And I can tell you, you know, it's leaving. It's just, you know, you have different layers to this. You know, you have a lot of it, right? I can see that. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and you do like a soul retrieval at the same time as the clearing?
Well, I do whatever comes up in the moment. Meaning, when I work with you, I work with your soul. Your soul tells me what you're needing, okay? Meaning, you might have a past life come up. You know, who knows? You know, you might have some trauma we just need to release from childhood that's coming up. So, because we are in layers, I just work with whatever you're needing, you know, because your soul tells me. I'm aligned, I can do that. And actually, that's what you're needing to release, and that's where really the big breakthroughs come through, okay?
Okay.
You know? And
thank
we're all
you.
Clearing stuff if things come up. Even myself, I still have stuff that comes up. But, you know, it's not like it gets stuck, you know. You just, after a while, you get clear enough. And we're talking about energy maintenance with spiritual self-care, where you're just kind of clearing all that other stuff. So this way you know what comes up. And you just know if you need to go sit in nature and, you know, ground a little bit and let this energy come up in you. Or you maybe you do need some help with a healer. You know, it's just that's what we're all here on this planet to do is help each other. But you'll just know. There'll be more calmness in it, okay. It won't be chaotic like you've had, okay.
Oh, great. Thank you. And one more question. With both what you just did on the call and with your packages, if people listen again, they go deeper, or they get another layer taken off?
Have you listened to the replay of this call?
Yeah.
Packages. Oh, yeah. Well, the energies that are set up in my programs, even if you buy the MP3s and you don't even work with me on package B, it brings up layers as they come up. Absolutely, because that's all. We're all like an onion. Everybody, we have things that come up in the moment, okay? And that's what's meant to be released. There's wisdom in things that need to be released too. So that's why your soul knows what needs to be released, okay? You know,
okay.
Some of my biggest challenges in my life were when I was having the hardest time, and I needed to kind of go through that. And I went through it for a while. Of course, I cleared it, but it's made me into a stronger healer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even though, you know, I mean, I have not had an easy life, believe me. But I can tell you, for my life now, from where it is, I'm in a whole different place. I have this miraculous gift that I'm sharing with you, and it came from all coming through some hard times, okay?
Okay.
So you,
that's
it,
what I need
so you
to
are
do.
Clearing it. I just cleared a ton of energy just out of your throat and stuff that was stuck. Do you notice it's gone?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
so
that's miraculous right there. It was stuck. And I cleared your heart chakra up. So we did a lot more work than just grounding in your light. So you really did receive a gift today from the divine universe or God, whatever you believe, or source. So I'm going to let
you
go on this good energy. And just know the energy does continue, Lissa, beyond this call. So drink some extra water after we get off the phone, okay?
Okay, thank you. It was a birthday gift.
Love.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I was able to be here to facilitate this and you were able to receive it. So, thank you for being on the call. There's no coincidence why you're here, for sure.
Thank you, Monsa. Yeah. Thank you, Don.
Thanks.
Much love.
Thank you,
thank you, Lissa.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, much happy birthday. All right.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Don. Very grateful to you. That was so beautiful. We love the energy. Really, thank you so much for everything you shared with us today. I can't thank you enough. I'm so grateful, and I'm always happy to have you here with us. So thank you so much. Thank you also for the guidance and the healing you did with our callers and for the package. So thank you so much.
Well, it was a powerful call today, and I was really grateful that, you know, everybody who was on the call was actually meant to be here, even if they don't realize it. I could see that, you know, with the universe, I could see what the universe brought in as far as energy today, and it was everybody was really meant to be here. So I'm just glad that I was able to help everybody in some ways to really get clear within yourself. So this way you could do the work yourself, okay? Because it's, you know, I'm not saying that you don't need someone to help you and assist you at times. That's what we're all here. We all have our own gifts, everybody, if you're a healer or whatever you are, to help assist, you know, I mean, that's what we're here to help each other with our own true talents, whatever it may be. But I'm also here to empower you that you can actually do this energy maintenance yourself. And that's what I try to make it in the most easiest, effortless way. And you don't have to spend a lot of time doing it, because I know these days, Mansa, people don't really have the time to be spending hours on healing. So if we could do it easy and more efficient, why not? And I bring in the frequency to do that really quickly. So, yeah, thank you so much, Mansa. I'm always grateful to be on your show. You're a beautiful light, Mansa, and your platform on helping others. So I just want to say I'm so grateful to be part of your soul family. Thank you so much, too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to you, Don. Very grateful to you. And, yeah, also thank you, everyone. Really thank you to each and every one of you for your beautiful energies, for being here with us and allowing us to serve you this way and co-create with us these really, really amazing experiences. So thank you so much. Thank you for the callers and everyone who asked their questions. Really great ones. And, again, really, I highly recommend Dawn's work. And, again, you can find the package, the two packages, the self-care, spiritual self-care program plus the 25-minute private session with Dawn on the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Dawn, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Dawn, D-A-W-N. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Yeah, so again, thank you, everyone, and I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.